we're talking NFTs. I would rather sit and go on YouTube and look up NFTs than go to college.
Is that something you do, is look up NFTs on YouTube?
No.
Okay.
This is the Swine Before Pearls podcast with Joel and Trent.
Hi, my name's Joel Kennicott.
And my name's Trent.
I'm from the University of Toronto.
Oh, no, you're gonna...
No, I'm just kidding, I'm done.
Oh, gosh. We're headed down dangerous roads nowadays.
You know what? We play life on the fast lane.
That's
out here.
True. Dangerous.
So we got a new set.
Welcome. Isn't it pretty?
Look at this.
Okay.
Everyone admire the set.
Yeah. Also, do you guys remember that little bit of time travel we did? That was a funny thing.
Yeah, so we time traveled to summer, and now we're back here.
Yeah.
Trent's hair is longer.
Yep.
I have a haircut. Anything can happen.
Yeah. You might be wondering why we did that.
Because we hate continuity.
Yep. That's it.
I despise continuity.
And I despise our listeners, mostly.
I think logic and plots are the worst part of every type of media and film.
That's true. That's why The Last Jedi is the best movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
The Last Jedi is the best movie.
It's
you know
the best.
What? When Darth Sidious shows up and they're like, we revived him, I was out of my seat. I was like, that's brilliant screenwriting.
That's good.
I think that's amazing.
That's the wrong movie. But hey, that's why we hate plots and continuity. Let's go.
Yeah, screw it.
Okay.
So what do we got going on today, bud?
Today's episode's pretty slapdash.
We like slapdash.
That's been the trend for the last couple of weeks.
Listen, the podcast is called Swine Before Pearls, right?
And we've been more on the swine trend
recently.
Let's
stay on the swine trend,
baby.
Hey,
let's go.
Dude, anybody can go pick up pearls, but it takes a real swine to trample over them.
That's true.
So.
All right. Well, today we're doing questionsinabox.com. Or it's an app
made by
questionsinabox.com.
So what is this app? Give me a little context.
It's just got some questions on it.
Is this like something you pull out on a first date when it's going like really poorly?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You're just like, "So, what's your favorite childhood memory of going to the zoo?"
It's got three categories of actually it's got four, but we're not doing the fourth.
What's the fourth?
Is it sexy questions? Yes, it's sexy questions.
Oh, nice. Let's start with that.
So the question types are: we just met,
mm-hmm.
acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
good friends,
mm-hmm.
and big picture.
Lovers.
Yes.
Why are we not big picture?
Okay, here's the thing about big picture. I don't think big picture would make for an interesting podcast.
Okay.
Like based on like what I've seen of the questions, it would be just us espousing our religious beliefs in a pretty like vanilla and bland.
Yeah,
and
I gotta
not
talk about
way.
Hare Krishna again.
Yeah, yeah. Not exactly your vibe. And
you know, John Lennon once said, "Imagine, there's
so
no religion."
I think for the secular man, these might be some interesting questions. Maybe more an agnostic sort of fella.
Okay,
but for us, I think it's like you know, if we tell you we're Christians, that should answer a lot of the questions. Yeah.
We're pretty based already.
Okay. Well, that a lot of people would argue with that, but mm-mm. not me.
Based on what?
That's true. Okay. let's move into we just met.
Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite thing to do on a Sunday afternoon?
My favorite thing to do on a Sunday afternoon is to drive to McDonald's. So stick with me. Here's my order.
Okay.
I get a Big Mac.
That's great.
Two McChickens. I get a large fry. I get a McDonald's Sprite.
I'm already liking this.
Now, here's the thing. I like to tease myself a little bit.
Wait, are you drinking soda again?
You know what? Occasionally.
Okay.
It's a small vice.
Okay.
It's a bad habit and it needs to stop, but it's not every day. I don't have a problem.
Great.
So, you know how people are like, well, man, you know, I live 15 minutes away from McDonald's or 18.
Yep.
You'd assume I'd eat on the way back to my RV. Nope. Guess what I do?
What do you do?
I wait and I eat it at the RV and I eat it all at once. So all that dopamine just rushes up in my brain and I'm sitting there and I'm holding my stomach and I'm just going, ugh, I hate who I've become. And I just like, I have this like self-deprecating moment. It's great. So that's my
incredible.
Sunday afternoons. What about you?
I like to go longboarding.
I feel like we can combine the two.
Yeah. Oh, get fat, go longboarding.
Self-deprecating McDonald's gorge longboarding sesh.
Just destroy yourself and then throw up all over the sidewalk on the children you pass by.
That'd be so gnarly. Could you imagine? Oh.
That's incredible. Sunday?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Where Pigs in the field, throwing up on passengers at the park.
Wait, but I want to go into this a little bit more. So you said longboarding. Yeah. Are you talking about like legit, like you're bombing hills, or are you just like Miss Daisy?
I go down just a local path at my park.
A loco path.
Loco path.
Crazy
local
path.
It's pretty flat, but I just I like to go quite fast, but I'm not like hitting up crazy terrain.
Do you know how to stop?
Yeah.
Like, well?
Yeah. Dude, that's how I got around in school, was longboarding.
So do you like actually like shift it to turn, or do you just kind of stick your foot out and slow down?
I stick my foot out, bro. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Apparently I don't know.
I don't longboard.
It's not a, what's that called?
A hobby?
No, that's not a snowboard. Like, you don't stop it like a snowboard.
Yeah, but have you seen people on like longboards? Like,
no,
they like.
I've never seen
arch it.
Okay. We've got a good one here. Okay, what's your favorite cereal?
Okay, I can tell you what my least favorite cereal is, but I don't know, man. I think my favorite. You know what? I'm gonna say.
What's that?
I'm going to say Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms is balanced.
Yes.
It's got the right amount of marshmallows to Cheerio ratio.
Yes.
It's got a nice flavor to the milk.
Absolutely.
It doesn't leave a lot behind. I think Lucky Charms is a great cereal.
That's incredible.
For all ages.
You know what I think, Joel?
What do you think?
You are 100% correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to know how I don't trust somebody's opinion?
Yes.
If they come to me and they say marshmallows are the only reason Lucky Charms are good.
That's wrong.
That's not only wrong, but I know that I will never trust that person with any opinion again.
No.
Do you think they're going to have good movie opinions, Joel?
No.
No, they're not. Do you think they're going to recommend a good book to you?
No.
No. Do you think they're going to recommend a good cereal to you?
Of course not.
No, because they don't understand the appeal of Lucky Charms.
They're animals.
They're beasts.
They're beasts.
Beasts of the field.
Beasts
and
of
I'm
the field.
A pig.
Yeah. I would never leave my kids with somebody that says, by the way, I think Lucky Charms should just be marshmallows. I'm like, kids, get in the car.
Yeah.
You're not playing with the Frankstons.
Okay. So if I saw that someone who claims that marshmallows are the only good part of Lucky Charms, if I saw them voting, I would kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only reasonable course of action.
I would.
I mean, corporal punishment.
Yeah.
Electric chair. They're crazy people.
Yeah.
They need to be like swept away from society under a rug.
You know the problem with society.
What's the problem with society, Trent?
It's people who don't understand the balance of Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Okay.
That was a good one.
If you could ask any president one question, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Man, I think I'd ask Benjamin Franklin, you know, what he was doing. What was he thinking when he was running around with that kite with a key on the end? Like, dude, like, what are you doing? Are you nuts?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's wise. You know what I would do?
What?
I would ask George Washington how to get a girlfriend. Stephen hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not the best question for us.
I'm trying to figure out if you picked up on me or, you know, Ben Franklin wasn't a president, right?
Oh. I don't care. He's on the dollars.
I thought you were going to call me out for that, and I just realized this guy doesn't know either.
That's okay.
We're both idiots.
Yep. That's what this is exposing. See, even even on the get to know you questions, yeah. we're learning a lot about each other.
But listen,
and we're learning that I'm stupid.
In 20 years, I'm going to ask President Pete Davidson some really hard hitting questions. Ooh. So that guy's going to be president.
I believe it.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
That guy and First Lady Kim Kardashian, it's going to be great. I can't wait to live in the future. Be plugged into my VR headset 24/7.
Okay. Has reading a book ever changed your life?
No. Yes.
Because if I if I see somebody who enjoys a little bit of Proust, I know I can't trust them.
Yeah.
They probably think that marshmallows are the only good part of Lucky Charms.
You know who you are.
Yeah. And you're disgusting.
You know who you are.
You're appalling.
You're a bad person. You should feel bad.
Okay.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
What is the nicest thing someone has ever done for you?
The nicest thing someone's ever done for me? Man, you know, somebody one time bought a plane ticket for me, and it was like overseas. It was expensive. And I went for free. And it was so kind and so genuine. And then I got dumped.
Nice. That's a great story.
It was good. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I feel like my parents have done like so much for me over the years that it's probably something there.
Your mom sewed you a Jabba the Hutt costume for Halloween.
She did. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. It's cool. All right. If you could travel back in time, what year and place would you choose?
I would travel back to 1997-ish, and I would tell my dad, I'd say, look, man, let's think about our options here for a sec. You already got two boys. Do you really need another one? Yeah, sure, he's going to be lots of fun, but not going to do a lot.
for all he knows, it's going to be a girl this time around.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, for me, I would travel back to ancient Rome and get killed in a Colosseum.
Okay, here's the question, though.
Yeah.
You've already outed yourself as a Christian.
Yep.
So would you get killed as, like, a martyr, or would you get killed as, like, a subpar pit gladiator?
Either way. Oh, that'd actually be so cool. Could I be, like, a subpar pit gladiator martyr?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll make, like, a Christian movie about that in a couple years. Like, you're not very good at it, but you, like, can pray at the last moment, and all of a sudden, like, a corn dog goes into the guy's face, and you, like, find your window, and you keep living.
That sounds great.
And then you, like, you free all the other Christians, and you come out, and you're, like, riding a lion.
It sounds like I'm a little prejudiced. Like, shouldn't I save the other people?
The Christians.
I just care about the Christians.
You just care about the Christians. Other people, in your mind, they think marshmallows on Lucky Charms is the way to go. Wait. So you kill them with extreme prejudice.
Is that the basis of my religious faith?
Yes.
People who agree with me about marshmallows?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that just religion?
I'm learning a lot about myself. Okay. Have you ever been mentioned in the newspaper?
In the newspaper.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't, but my sister and my dad have.
Tell the story.
Okay. Well, actually, they weren't.
Is this the burrito thing?
No.
Oh.
They weren't actually mentioned by the newspaper, but they were in the picture on the front page because my dad was working on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Really?
And my sister came to visit. Yeah, she was like 3 years old, probably.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Is that episode out there?
Yeah, it's out there. He's not in the show.
Oh.
And they actually like tried to get some footage of him, but he has no patience for that crap.
That's
so
awesome.
He just kind of said, I'm done with you guys.
That's
and walked
cool.
away from the interview.
That's cool. I'm a big fan of that. Oh, man. Extreme Makeover. Yeah, dude. I haven't been in the paper. Yeah. Who even has papers anymore?
Not me.
We live in the future.
Okay.
This is an outdated question.
I think it's time we get to some bigger, deeper questions.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for some acquaintances questions?
Yeah.
All right.
Lay it on me.
Who has had the most influence on you so far?
Who has had the most influence on me so far?
Yes.
Probably either my cousin, Jack, who's been on this podcast. He's had, dude, I used to emulate that guy in like middle school.
Yes, you did. You thought you were a redneck.
I still think I'm a redneck.
That's true.
Because I go to Walmart late at night.
That's incredible.
And I stalk people.
You have a cool identity.
That's what I base my entire foundation on. If it falls apart, I will be sad. No, I'd say probably Jack. Big shout out to him. Or, you know, like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
I've put a lot of my personality around him. That's not the best thing in the world, but it is what it is. The dude.
All right. I can get down with that. It's kind of a boring answer, but I'd probably have to say my dad. I think even though my dad and I are very different people now, like he's still like instilled a lot of his own values on me, and I've grown a lot because of his advice and his guidance.
Nice.
And become the person I am today because of him.
That was way too genuine for this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that this is an irreverent but genuine podcast, you know?
Sounds like you're trying to fish for some ladies out there.
Yeah.
By the way, Trent's
single.
Check
out my irreverent but genuine podcast.
Yeah. This guy has a podcast. What more do you want? He likes
longboarding. Guys, I'm a podcaster. Isn't that cool? Come check out my podcast.
Yeah. We're dropping NFTs. We're talking NFTs. I would rather sit and go on YouTube and look up NFTs than go to college.
Is that something you do, is look up NFTs on YouTube?
No.
Okay.
I'm giving bad advice.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Here's some good advice. Don't do NFTs.
Wow. This is going to be controversial.
Yeah,
you just made the podcast controversial.
Oops. Here's some advice. Do whatever you want about NFTs.
We're not telling you what to do, but all I have to say is, If your identity revolves around you owning a little shiny monkey on your phone, maybe go outside and touch grass.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Get,
fair.
Pick up a new identity, yeah. Like being a podcast.
Yeah. Change your identity.
Yeah.
Change everything about yourself if you have to.
That's true. Okay. What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. This one's hard because I'm super, super duper just...
petty?
No, mellow. Pet peeve. I hate when people on Instagram post pictures of their Bibles and their coffee. I will probably unfollow you if you do that. I don't like it.
I'm about to post that just to piss you off.
Dude, I will unfollow you in a sec here.
Do you even follow me anymore?
Yeah, anymore?
Yeah.
Check.
Well, no, I remember in high school, you and Jonathan specifically threatened to unfollow me because I never posted anything.
That's true. Well, we were big on the ratio back in the day,
yeah.
So we had to keep our ratio up. Look at that, followed.
Oh, I'm followed.
I like that your third photo is a picture of me from 2016.
That's incredible.
Trent,
you're,
I'm going to unfollow you.
You're outing my Instagram page.
You have the most boring Instagram page.
I don't even have, I'm not even logged into it anymore.
Look at this. You have like a neck tattoo with like a brand on it.
That's pretty cool.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's great.
What kind of stuff is that?
I was just a high schooler kid goofing around.
I do think this is, if the camera wants to zoom in, this is a picture of Trent holding several copies of Babe. And
that's
it says,
true.
Me with my babes. Hashtag no filter. You're a gem.
I remember that used to be my big thing is I would add a bunch of irrelevant hashtags to my posts.
You're ahead of your time.
That's true. That's true. Okay, what's my biggest pet peeve? I'm stuck on the marshmallow thing. Like, I want to be more creative and interesting, but it's just the marshmallow thing is stuck
How
in my head.
How often
right
does
now.
That pop up though in
Enough.
Conversation?
Okay, here's the thing, right? I eat cereal every morning. Yep. I love cereal.
Yeah.
My gamer tag is cereal.
That's
so
fair.
People will ask me like, "Oh, like I'll log onto an online lobby, right?"
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Oh, your name's Cereal?
Cereal.
What's your favorite cereal? Lucky Charms?" What? Dude. They're only good because of the marshmallows. Like, if it was just marshmallows, it'd be so much better. That's my gaming experience.
So when
every time I log on to an online lobby, it's just these nerds asking me what my favorite cereal is, and then I tell them, and then they give me bad takes about my favorite cereal every time.
So here's what you do.
Okay.
You find their IP address, and then you read it off to them once they say that to you.
There we go.
And then this is just a suggestion. SWAT them.
Wow.
I think you should do that for that take though. I don't think that's extreme.
That's deserved.
I think that right. is the law doing what the law is supposed to do.
You know what?
Law enforcement is supposed to keep us from dangerous people.
And they're dangerous. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slide into their DMs. I want to send them a picture.
Are you going to slide into their DMs or are you going to just hop over to their
DMs? It's going to be a hostile takeover of their DMs.
Okay.
I'm going to send them a picture of my Bible with a coffee next to it.
I'm going to slide into their DMs and show them a big old picture of my Bible.
Okay.
And what are you going to say with the picture of the Bible? God won't forgive you for your take.
Probably something like that.
That's not harsh at all.
Okay. So what would you pick to hear first? The good news or the bad news?
Bad news.
Yeah. I mean, you have to hear the bad news first.
Bad news.
Because the good news is always funny.
Something's going to get canceled out, and I'd rather the bad news gets canceled out with good news than the other way around.
Yeah, that's true.
I also have like crippling like I don't know,
anxiety.
I don't know if it's anxiety, it's just something like just get it out of the way. Let's get it done.
Okay.
I don't want to just get it done and then tell me something good.
Let's say you start with the good news, right?
Yeah.
It's you're probably gonna hear it and be like, oh,
it's like the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're stuck on the same topics today, but you hear the bad news first, and it's like, okay, like now I know how to handle everything, because the truth is that the good news probably is not notable.
Yeah.
Like if someone says I have bad news and good news, the good news you probably don't care that much about.
Yeah. It's like your dog is dead.
What's the good news?
Man, that's cool that you found $5 in your pants while you went through the washing machine.
I was thinking something along the lines of, we don't got to buy a collar for the next dog.
Yeah, I find when I go like take my crappy truck to the mechanic, they're like, all right, I've got good news and bad news. And I'm like, so bad news is it's going to be about $3,000 in repairs. Good news is you have good seat cushions. Cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to evacuate your home, what would you take with you?
I was thinking about this the other day because I was doing some home electronic work.
Oh, yeah. It was a real possibility with your level of work.
It actually was. I was crossing some wires together for something and, you know, just standard stuff. But I'd probably take with me, like, man, I've got this AeroPress for coffee. It makes great coffee really quickly. First thing, I'd probably just see that and grab it because it's like, it's probably going to be a long day after, you know, my house blows up.
RV.
I'm going to need some coffee.
Your house?
My house.
Okay, your house.
My house on wheels. My RV. When my RV blows up. So, yeah, my coffee.
That's great. I mean, assuming that this was if this is like an emergency situation, there's nothing that I'd value more than my life.
No. We can always replace you. We can't replace your things.
I'm gonna bring my laptop. We can't lose my Minecraft save data.
We can't lose your Hatsune Miku fan art.
Oh yeah,
that's irreplaceable.
True. That's true. It got deleted off. No, Etsy's not where it'd get deleted off of. Got deleted off of Google.
Yeah. What would you bring though? Your laptop?
Yeah,
probably
my laptop. Yeah. I mean, that's
it'll be great
most...
to plug that into a tree. What are you going to do with a laptop, you loser?
It's my most expensive thing I own.
It's my most expensive thing. You're going to pawn it?
Oh, it's just, it's always good to have a laptop. What do you want me to take, my
bed? I don't
think
laptops are important. I think your phone is way more important than your laptop.
You think so?
Everything's on your phone.
The phone's
you know what's
cheaper.
On my laptop? Like 2 pictures and 50 open Google tabs.
I use my computer
and 12,000 unread emails.
I'll fight you, Joel.
Outside, let's go.
Dude, I'm more passionate. I'm more passionate about this than how wrong you were about Taylor Swift, man. I'll come to your house,
man.
I wasn't wrong. You were wrong. The people sided with me, even though they couldn't tell that I agreed.
Yeah,
with them.
Nobody liked us.
They were like,
I think we're very unlikable people to people who don't know us.
They were like, you guys didn't like it. Why did? How could you guys have expected to like it when both of you don't like folk music?
Yeah, I like folk music.
And
I'm a big folk music guy.
Yeah, I'll fight
like,
you.
Of course he's not going to like it. He doesn't like folk music.
It was the exact opposite way around, my babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just
one of these days we'll come back and do that. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I'm a little sorry.
But you know what? I probably am an internalized misogynist.
Probably. Oh, we're getting to the deep comments here. Okay. When faced with conflict, do you confront, compromise, or flee?
Flee.
Flee.
No, woo! Compromise. I'd say I'm a very agreeable person.
Yeah, I would generally say compromise. I think in general for me, it wouldn't be any specific option, but I would really try to seek out the right thing for everyone.
Yeah.
And I guess that falls more into the compromise zone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and do what's right, not just for myself.
Yeah.
And I'll try to listen to people.
We need to be more confrontational. We need that's
no,
our
we
goal
don't,
for this
okay?
podcast is
no.
to be better at confronting.
Yeah, you know?
Trent.
Yeah, I'll be better about confronting. Next time you say something factually incorrect or have a weird out of left field take, like, I don't know. Maybe something like along the lines of It's a Wonderful Life is no longer relevant. That's a pretty
yeah,
out of nowhere take.
I don't think it is. Do you see Gary Vee talking about It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
It's all about NFTs nowadays. Nobody cares about It's a Wonderful Life.
It showed up in Hawkeye. They were watching it in Hawkeye.
You know what? Nobody watched Hawkeye.
I did.
I didn't.
I did. Here's the deal. Joel.
You're a consumer.
Yeah.
You like shoveling garbage in your mouth.
We already been talking about this, buddy boy. I'll watch whatever, and I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it. I'm just chilling, and I'll fight you.
So
even dude, don't fight me. I got the bingo brights.
He's gonna poison me.
you already know this is a strong temptation for you. You don't want to relapse on these bad boys.
No, I go to AA for bingo bright users.
Okay, if you were to join the circus, what would you do?
Oh, I'd be a clown. 100%, man. Could you imagine? Being a clown is rad. Being a clown, you know, I have
people
a
would be terrified of you.
That
would be that would
already
be your life.
Terrified of me. I'm some dude in a truck.
That's true. You are some dude in a
and
truck.
I say, hey, how's it going, man?
That'd be pretty great if you had all that plus a clown.
Dude. Like, you get to eat as many peanuts as you want. You basically just get to be a fool. But you know what? Clowns, I actually learned, I really respect them. I think they actually have a really eloquent craft.
I believe
that. And nobody
that.
Respects them.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So let's give some shout-outs to our clowns. Yannick, who is my second cousin in Poland, he's also a clown. So I'm from a family of clowns.
Yeah. So I actually met some clowns. They were very nice people, and they were very upset about the way Hollywood portrays clowns.
Yeah, it's awful. Imagine you make like donuts for a living, and they're like, by the way, people who make donuts kill babies. Nobody's gonna go to Krispy Kreme anymore.
That would be pretty upsetting.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
When an animatronic bear kills people, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. It's cool again.
That's cool. Man, who thinks about Five Nights at Freddy's anymore? You talked about it twice tonight.
Okay, so listen, I fell asleep one night to a two and a half hour video that recapped all of Five Nights at Freddy's lore, and I know everything about it now. I'm all up to date.
Is it just a game theory compilation?
No. It's this guy in his basement with a really bad microphone, and he's like, and that's when Freddy put the kid in his compartment, and it bit down on him. And if you look in the side of the game, it's great.
I'll send you the link. Half of our listeners will have no idea what you're talking about.
The other half will be.
Your
mom can stop listening to this if she wants.
That's true. She can.
Go ahead, Melissa.
She's gonna listen to every single one because
she
loves me.
Yeah, she loves me too.
Yeah,
not as much. But.
Man, she really laughed when I called you immature on the Hunger Games episode. She told that story like 3 times that night.
Melissa.
Okay, I think I would probably be middle management, which is really lame.
What was the question?
I were to join a circus.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just like,
okay, yeah, I'm just saying in general, I'd probably be middle management for life.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Is it ever right to do the wrong thing?
Yes.
Okay. Explain.
So... You made a Star Wars movie.
Okay.
It's bad.
Okay.
But you made a Star Wars movie.
Got it. This is very relatable to me right now. I've done this many times.
So.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
What? Okay, we're getting really weird.
You asked me a question, I answered it.
That doesn't
what do you
make
want me to say?
Sense.
Oh, if you robbed a bank to feed an orphanage.
I mean, sure.
Oh, good job, Joel. Welcome to college class. Great discussion, Mark. I really liked how you said if you robbed an orphanage to give to a bank, it'd be the wrong thing for the right reasons.
Yeah. I mean, at least that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. I just flipped it around. You didn't even see it. All right. I'm done.
Okay. Think about this, Joel, right? So there are certain ethical situations where the greater good is more important than a lesser good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine this. There's an orphanage and they're out of money.
Where's the orphanage? Is it in
Canada?
Okay. And they're out of money?
They're out of money.
They're Canadians. Just... Let him go.
There's this bank nearby.
Okay.
It's called 15th Bank.
Okay.
What are you going to do? The bank has the money. Are you going to sit there? Are you going to ask the bank nicely for money? Or are you going to go in with your gun? You're going to go up to the counter. You're going to hand them an envelope. It's going to say, give me all of the money in your safe right now, or I will... blow your brains out. You're going to show them your gun. You're going to show them you need business. And then they're going to push the holdup alarm. The bank's going to lock down and you're going to end up in prison. But you'll know you ended up in prison for the right reasons.
Okay. I don't think that's a good bank robbing strategy.
You don't think so?
Nope. So here's what I think. You rob the bank and you have guys wearing clown masks, right?
Okay.
And they've all got different jobs.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you say, you know, where's the driver? And it's like, no, I'm supposed to shoot the driver. And then a bus comes through and you put a grenade out. It's a smoke bomb and you put it in the guy's mouth.
Oh, wow. That's a good strategy.
And then you get away.
Yeah. Sometimes I think my life is a tragedy.
Yeah.
But now I realize it's a cringe compilation.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting really off the...
I don't care. What's the structure? There's no structure.
Yeah, this one's pretty whatever we want.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're skipping some of these.
Why? Are they too sexy?
Yeah, they're too sexy for you.
When was your first kiss? Well...
When was your first kiss, Joel?
I was... My first kiss, I think I was 10-ish, 9.
Wow.
And I kissed a girl through a tent. Does it count?
What?
I don't know. So her lips were sticking out of the tent, like pressed up. And then I put mine there too. So it was like a windowed kiss. It was basically like, it's basically like kissing in COVID, you know? You just have the masks on. So if you invalidate me, you're invalidating anyone during the corona pandemic who's had their first kiss as well.
Okay. All right. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Worst movie I've ever seen? Oh, gosh. I can't remember what it's called. It's got that guy who plays Bane.
Yeah?
What's that guy's name? Martin Short. Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy car movie. Okay. This is actually one of the worst movies I've seen. I don't know if it's the worst. Hold on, my internet's loading. Oh, okay. I crashed. I can't remember what the name of it is called, but it's just Tom Hardy in a car for 2 hours talking on the phone, and that's the entire movie.
That sounds great.
It sucks.
I would watch that.
It sucks. We'll watch it together. It sucks.
Okay.
No, I don't want to watch it again. It sucks. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I saw this one with you. And I don't remember what it was called, but I think we've talked about this before and you could only like vaguely remember it, but there's just this movie about like a plane and it goes past a volcano that's erupting, and the whole movie, it's like stuck in the volcano blast zone and it just sits there forever. And it's like this crappy CGI.
It's like a disaster movie.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a disaster movie, but you're just like watching these bad actors sit in a plane set as this crappy CGI plane goes through crappy CGI lava for 2 hours.
You know what the name of that is?
What's it called?
Plane versus Volcano.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called. That's a great
name. I just made that up, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, that's a great...
That was back in that time where it's like, let's make a crappy movie of blah versus blah, snarks versus tornadoes.
That's great. Okay, what's the greatest thing you have accomplished so far?
I don't know, man. Probably staying alive.
That's incredible.
It's a pretty decent accomplishment. Yeah. I'm amazed some days.
You know, it sounds pretty impressive until you realize all your ancestors did that. And up until the point they at least had a child.
Yeah, but they had like a kid when they were my age and then they croaked when they were 40. People used to not live that long, Trent.
That's true.
We are enjoying a wealth of living way too long. I want to die when I'm 78. Yeah. I think that's a good age.
That's a good age. I want to die when I'm 76.
Peak. You peak.
So that I die 2 years before you, so that I'm better than everything. Better at everything.
What's
than
your
you.
Greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment?
Yeah. Is it your butt tattoo?
My butt tattoo. Yes, that's it. It was an incredible work of art. It's actually the Swine Before Pearls logo.
Dude, except, that'd be a sick tattoo, though.
Except on the tattoo, my pig has a tattoo of the Swine Before Pearls logo on its butt.
Nice.
So it's like infinite recursion.
Yeah, that's sick. For real, what is your greatest accomplishment?
Compilation. Probably, I don't know if this is like too intangible, but like all of the friendships and connections I've made, I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
Because Like, I've had a good impact on people's lives and, like, gotten to share in their pains and their joys and been someone that, like, people genuinely enjoy being around. And I've gotten to genuinely enjoy other people. And that's an incredible thing. And I'm very proud of that.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
And you're friends with me.
Yep. And you're the worst one.
I know.
Yep. Okay. Let's get to the good friends questions.
Oh.
Are you ready?
No.
You ready to be good friends?
I'm not ready to be good friends.
If you could save three memories from your life forever, what would they be?
Okay.
All right.
Core memory. Got first it. Memory of life.
All right. Roll up. What we got?
I'm like two. I just opened up a package of Lay's chips.
Wow.
And there's a little puzzle piece with the infamous Naboo Chancellor from Star Wars Episode 1, Beboo Sybil. And that's my first memory of life. I'd save that one. It's very important. You know, and then I'd save, you know what? I went on this date one time. I made this chick breakfast out of my minivan. It was great. I wrote her a song on a ukulele. We watched the sunrise over the mountains. It was astounding. And I had like full breakfast. I'm talking eggs. I'm talking bacon. I'm talking yogurt. So I'd save that one. That was pretty good.
Okay.
And then, I don't know. I'd save probably the first time I met you, I'd probably save that.
When I kicked you in the urinal?
When you kicked me in the back while I was using the urinal.
You deserved it.
I probably did.
You were...
For being so weak.
Yeah, you were...
Trent's a bully.
You were being a jerk, and...
How was I being a jerk?
You were stealing Fred from me.
I wanted friends!
You don't deserve them.
I grew up in a cage! With a box of scraps! I was homeschooled.
Fred was my friend, first of all.
We can have the same friend.
No, because... Fred didn't roll like that.
No,
it was
he didn't.
Fred's fault. I should have kicked Fred at the urinal.
Yeah, we should have both kicked him. I want to go back in time and just like kick all of our younger selves into the urinal. Like, you guys suck.
Mostly Fred, though.
Go make other friends.
I love
friends.
You, Fred.
Oh, I love Fred.
But I'd kick you into a urinal when you were seven.
Yeah, that's a
Absolutely.
Good core memory. What's your memories you'd save?
Okay, so my first one, I've talked to you about this one a few times, but... And it's kind of related to the greatest accomplishment thing,
mm-hmm.
but it was when I was working at camp and we had an end of the year staff party and I looked around and was able to say, wow, I've formed connections with every single person here and like, I care about all of them.
Mm.
And that was very cool for me.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like I was doing something that meant something for these people.
Hmm.
And that, like, it was nice to think of, like, the positive impact they've had on me and that I've had on them. It's just very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. My second memory that I would save. Oh, you know what? The end of our San Francisco trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was great. Okay, so... We went on a great American road trip.
Yep.
And we had a great day at San Francisco. And at the end of the day, we went to like this super like kind of sketchy, just random spot that was serving clam chowder of all things.
Yeah.
And we bought some beers. And we had to eat them out. Or we had to drink everything outside and eat outside. So they gave us little bags to put around our yep. beers.
Paper bags over the Coronas.
And we just sat outside after having a lovely tour of San Francisco from a local. And we sat outside and ate clam chowder. It was delicious. And
yeah.
It was just the perfect capstone ending to the day.
That was a great day.
That was a beautiful day.
That was probably the best day. That was probably the best set of weeks in 2021, I would say.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That was great.
And then my final core memory is... Oh, shoot, I don't have one. That's all the memories in my life.
He has two.
My final core memory is going to be making friends with you.
It's all right. Aw. Yeah. Aw.
Mostly because it was my last opportunity to be that much of a jerk to you. I'll never be able to kick you into the
urinal. You don't have to worry about memories. You have your computer that you saved in the house fire.
It has memories on it.
With all your school documents.
It has my mom's
photos
on it. Do you want all of my mom's photos to go up in flames?
I'd hate for that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
What do you want? There's like nothing in my room, all right? I have a giant beanbag. Do you want me to take that with me?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Dude, you could make a lot of uses out of that. If you're homeless
and you have an emergency situation and you want me to bring a giant beanbag with me.
If you're homeless, you're king of the homeless if you have the beanbag chair. No, you are.
That's true.
You get to rule over them as God Emperor.
I would probably just go to my parents' house, though. Like, if I'm in that much of a pinch, I'll go live with my
parents. Dude, if you're in a
pinch,
go live life, man. Have some experiences. It's so easy to fall back on your parents, but what are you doing if you're
not living... My house just set on fire.
Yeah, go live under a bridge with your beanbag chair and get beer from Smokey Dan.
Okay, great. Now, I'm glad you're supportive of me during these tough times, Joel.
Oh, hush. You can live with me in the RV.
Okay. If you could change one thing in your past, what would it be?
I don't know. I'd probably change not being such a nerd. You know, I wish I spent more time learning how to throw a football and less time trying to learn Klingon to impress girls at summer camp.
Yeah, that was your first long set of mistakes.
That's where it all started. It was dominoes from there.
Yeah, what a disaster.
I know.
You could be married and have like the super nice house.
Seriously.
If you would have just touched a football.
Dude, if I just touched a football.
touched
a football.
A booba.
A booba. What about you?
Okay. If I could change one thing about my past. I don't know. Because like, it's always a stupid thing of like, whatever you do takes you to where you are now. Mm-hmm. Right? Because, like, I mean, sure, I would have liked for my last breakup to not be such a mess, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a big boy now.
Yeah.
Like, it pushed me into adulthood in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take that back.
Yeah, you put your pants on now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I would have listened to advice more, but I was in a weird situation, and
you could still do that.
Yeah.
Listen to advice now.
Yeah. Okay. Don't give me any advice.
I was just going to tell you that if there was one thing we could change together, let's get nose surgery. Let's get nose reduction surgery.
That's a good idea.
For the podcast, for ourselves.
Can I like get chin surgery instead?
What's wrong with your chin?
I want a double chin.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We'll go to the rhinoplasty place. Okay. It'll be sweet.
That's great. Incredible.
Incredibly.
Do you prefer stories with a happy ending or a tragic ending? Why?
I prefer stories with a happy ending. There are too many tragic endings in real life. You know?
You got to get those all out.
I'm okay if there's tragedy in between, you know?
You got to have hope.
But it's like, I want something at the end of the day. You know, there's this film that I watched, and it's called Sunshine Girl.
Sunshine Girl.
You know what I'm thinking of?
Nope.
There's this girl, and she can make the rain come, and then she starts disappearing, and it's really sad. And then she comes back, and it's happy. It's happy at the end.
That's incredible.
Amidst the despair.
Okay. I have...
It's a good movie. I can't remember the name of it.
I have a little bit
Weathering with You.
I have a middling take on this.
You're having a middling life crisis?
Yeah. No, I think that if you... Or like, happy endings are nice. I think I prefer them majority of the time. But don't fake me out, man. If you want to have a sad ending, have some balls and make it sad. All right? I want to talk a little bit about Doctor Who, okay?
I know nothing about this.
Okay, so there's a season of Doctor Who.
Talk to me like I'm four.
Yeah, you got it. And it It basically ends
with
two characters, and it's kind of, the ending is kind of sad because they both separate ways.
So they got owies?
They got owies. Yeah. They got owies.
Owies in their hearts.
They got owies in their hearts.
And they go away.
They have to go to different places.
Oh.
Because I don't even remember why. Ooh. But they meet up together and they lie to each other that they're better off without each other.
Oh.
And then they go their separate ways. And it's really emotionally impactful. And then they undo it in the very first episode of the next season.
So no more owies.
No more owies. And it's like, that's lame.
Yeah.
That's lame. Have some balls.
Yeah.
And tell me a sad story if you want to tell a sad story.
Be like more like How I Met Your Mother. Just kill the mother at the end.
Excellent. Did that happen? I have never seen
Spoiler alert. It's been out 15 years. Who cares? Yeah. Well,
apparently,
they kill the mom at the end.
Apparently people were really mad about the ending. That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because you lead up to this whole thing, and then it's like, oh, he gets married, and he's happy, and then, oh, somebody got cancer.
Oh, man, that does kind of suck.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, man. It's not great.
What? I watched, like, two episodes of that show, and I'm mad. What the heck?
Yeah, I know, right? Why would they do that to us? Come on,
Seven seasons of that show existed.
Come on, cable television.
Okay, let's do one more question.
My favorite ending is the ending from Full House where the girl falls off the horse and forgets her memories, and then the show's just done.
That's Full House? That's...
I was surprised, too. I haven't watched anything else from it except for the end.
What?
I just watched that. I walked in, and Steven was watching the last episode.
I know nothing about Full House, and now I'm mad.
Just watch the last episode.
What's going on?
The last episode of the whole Full House is the best.
What sort of ending is that?
I don't know. It's the one they wanted.
Everywhere you look.
Falling off a horse.
Okay. What was the last thing that made you cry, and why? Oh, this one's actually pretty vulnerable.
Yeah, dude. Do we
want to do this question?
You know what? I cried during a movie.
Nice.
And I cried because this guy was resting his head on this woman's lap, and he was just crying about how hard his life had been before he met her. And I was like, you know, when I get a girlfriend and she has good thighs and I put my head on those thighs, I'm going to weep because the last 3 years have been hard. And I resonated with that. I felt that. Wow. It was vulnerable. And I cried like a man. Yeah. I used a paper towel to wipe my tears away.
Okay, here's the deal.
It hurt. It was like one ply.
If you don't think it's manly to cry, that's okay. You probably just think that it's okay to eat Lucky Charms, just the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is.
Okay. Toxic.
The last thing that made me cry was I went on a date, and then I spent the rest of the day not knowing what I wanted. So I went and talked to my sister, and I'm like, I don't know what I want, and I feel like crap, and I don't, and I thought this was what I wanted, and I have no idea, and now I feel like crap, and I cried to my sister.
Baby. Yeah. Just kidding. That's sweet.
Yeah, it was.
That's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's very vulnerable.
I was very vulnerable for this podcast. If you don't like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Then I hate you.
Dude, we should have. Okay. Next podcast idea.
Okay.
We're going to watch a series of clips and we're going to try to cry on podcast.
On the podcast. That'd be like a good content? That'd be like a good YouTube video.
Because here's the thing, though. I have a banger video.
Our Spotify listeners will be like,
they can be like. But there's a banger YouTube video. It makes me cry every single time.
Okay.
If you're my real friend, you know what it is. So
I guess I'm not
my real friend.
We're scratching my third core memory. It's gone.
Okay.
We're not real friends.
All right, Mr. Inside Out.
Yep.
I'm going to turn you inside out.
All right. Well.
In the parking lot.
So. You just went through a bunch of questions with me, Joel. How are you better?
I'm not better. I'm worse.
Me too. I'm way worse.
I'm not better.
I'm falling apart.
I'm never better.
Yeah.
You know what? I am better.
Are you better?
Hold my hand.
Okay.
I'm better because I got to spend. So when you're holding hands with a girl, usually I like to take my grotesque thumb.
That is a grotesque thumb.
I dropped barbed wire on it, so it's got a little tetanus in it. Come touch my hand.
No, you have tetanus hands.
So, but yeah, you do that. But thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I learned a lot.
Okay.
George Washington is not the best president.
I never said that.
Yeah.
The best president is me.
Pete Davidson.
In 40 years. Let's go, baby. I'm gonna destroy Pete Davidson in the election. You just watch.
Well, we're gonna be on the front of Time magazine, so
that's true. That's what our art teacher said to us.
Hey, big shout out to Gigi Lambert, wherever you are. We love you.
We love Gigi.
Love you, Gigi.
All right, so next week.
Yep.
Guess what we're covering?
Land Before Time VHS.
Yes.
With lapses in it.
Exactly. That's what we're okay. Then the week after.
Yeah.
We're gonna be reading the second chronicle of. In Search of Lost Time, and then the week after, we're gonna listen to Naya and Kat 10-hour loop.
Okay, are we actually doing the next edition of Search of Lost Time?
No,
I'm gonna relapse.
I am, but here's the deal, right? We're gonna be a lot less structured with this podcast.
Yeah,
and now I live in active contempt of you guys.
Yeah,
all right. So, do you remember when we time traveled?
Yep.
And we said a bunch of stuff we would cover?
Yep.
We may or may not ever cover that.
Who knows? You might not ever get to see my favorite book.
Yeah.
We could talk about my favorite book sometime, though.
It may happen, it may not.
It may not.
But I hate you guys all.
Screw you.